Good evening. It is 6:30 p.m. August 4th, 2020. We will call to order the Astoria Planning Commission. This meeting is recorded. It is currently being recorded. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I'm using my iPhone.
Okay.
We're having technical difficulties, so.
Gotcha. We'll be transcribed by ABC Transcription Services. Later in our meeting, we will have an opportunity for non-agenda item public comments. Barbara, can we have a roll call?
Yes. Vice President Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Commissioner Henry.
Here.
Commissioner Womack.
Here.
Commissioner Corcoran.
Here.
Commissioner Price.
Here.
Commissioner Croning.
Here.
And President Moore.
I'm here, thank you. It looks like our Community Development Director, Megan Leatherman, will be popping in and out. And Barbara, our city planner, is here. We have no new minutes to review, so we'll get right into our hearings tonight. The Astoria Planning Commission will handle one agenda item tonight. The public hearing for amendment to existing permit request AEP 20-04 was closed on June 30th, 2020. No new testimony or materials will be considered. If you had spoken previously or submitted written comments, your testimony is on record. Continued from the Astoria Planning Commission June 23rd, 2020 and July 28th, 2020. Amendment to existing permit request AEP 20-04 for conditional use CU 11-06 and CU 14-15 by Ted Forcom of Nomadic Properties LLC to permit live work units at 3930 Abbey Lane, units A102, A103, A104, A105, and A106, and at 3990 Abbey Lane, units B103, B104, B105, B106, and B107 in the S2A tourist-oriented shorelands, CGO, the Civic Greenway Overlay, and GOZ, the Gateway Overlay Zones. The public hearing was open at the Planning Commission's June 23rd, 2020 meeting and it remained open for additional testimony until June 30th, 2020. The application was continued to the Planning Commission meetings July 28th, 2020 meeting for deliberation and then continued again to August 4th, 2020 in order to review the revised findings and come to a final decision. Does anyone object to the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission to hear this matter at this time? Input from the public should be done through raising the hand through your client software or hitting star 9 if you are dialed in. I see no hands raised. Does any member of the Planning Commission feel he or she has a conflict of interest or any ex parte contacts to declare? I see none. So the we're at deliberation. Do the planning commissioners have any, or are there any additional comments from staff before we move forward?
I would just note that I do have the revised staff report up on PowerPoint slides if you wish to go over any of it.
Okay.
But I will not give a presentation unless you request.
Okay. If any planning commissioners would like to the staff to go over the revised findings, why don't you indicate that now and we'll have her put that up. If you're comfortable with the amended staff report that we received, then we won't need a presentation. So throw up your hand if anyone would like to see the presentation. I don't see anybody asking for it. Great. So at our previous Planning Commission meeting, we had a motion for tentative denial pending amended staff report or amended findings of fact. So tonight we will consider those revised findings of facts and we are free to deliberate at this time and Once we get through everyone, then we'll look for motions. Commissioner Corcoran, do you have any additional thoughts to add?
No, not at this time.
Commissioner Fitzpatrick?
No.
Commissioner Womack?
Well, let's start with, I was not in agreement with the denial when we voted last week, and I'm still not in agreement with the denial vote from last week. And going over the new findings of fact, I feel that some of the items are were within our purview to be able to make this decision. But of course, we're going to need to deliberate that more to from that perspective. But that's all I have to say at this point, Commissioner.
Thank you. Commissioner Henry, do you have any thoughts?
No, I think that it's a good idea to have a temporary permit that lasts a year without a language in the code that defines work-live units. So hopefully that will allow the project to move forward for now until we can catch up and City Council can catch up with some code language that would make this a conditional use that is not just a temporary permit. That's all.
Thank you. Commissioner Price?
No further comments. Thank you.
Commissioner Croning, do you have anything to add?
Nothing further at this time. Thanks.
Commissioner Womack, would you like to expand on your thoughts that you alluded to on certain items in the staff report that you feel like we have purview that maybe aren't being considered the way you see them to be considered?
Unmute yourself.
Thank you.
Thought he was still muted.
I was just going to keep going there. So specifically, I'd like to chat about the and discuss the applicable review criteria that was on page 3 of the new revised section, which Commissioner Henry alluded to, which was the definition for temporary use permit. Now, my understanding on the temporary use permit, if we deny this, of course, this would mean that the project itself would not be able to specifically be approved. So, Commissioner Henry, I'm assuming you're alluding to the option for anyone who wants to open a specific business in a specific unit within a specific location, that they would potentially be able to use the temporary use permit process. But from a business perspective, being able to open a business and then being told and then renovate it and then go through the process of the expense of that to have a temporary use permit that could be revoked, I think that is problematic. And that was my thoughts on that specific. And on other points within the section for the denial, I really felt that, you know, our decisions, I 100% agree with wanting to listen to and take what those that are living in the units had to say about it, but I'm going to go back to that the use was allowed currently for commercial, and the use is currently allowed for living. It's just currently not allowed for the commingling of the two together. And though we had testimony from the public that thought it could be an issue and potentially could have been a problem for adding this thing that's not in the code, I believe that through the process of what they already have for policies within the facility, that being able to go forward with this and approving it versus denying is where I was leaning. You know, some of the testimony, for example, outside the area, what they could do. This is already a public common area outside of the residence or their business right now. So that use that we're going to be, if we're looking at a mixed use, it really isn't going to change that very much from that perspective. So those were my main thoughts, President Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Womack. Commissioner Henry, did you want to follow up at all?
Sure. So one thing, and this might turn into kind of a question for staff, but is there any way for the project that came before us with the application last week to apply for a temporary permit without them having to apply unit by unit.
That's a very good question. And state law states that if an application is denied, a similar or same application by the same applicant cannot be reapplied for within 6 months. And so if they wanted to do something similar, they would have to wait 6 months.
Okay. The other thing I could see being a problem is that any potential lessees, if I'm saying that right, would probably hesitate to commit to moving into a unit with only a 1 year temporary permit. But I still believe that it's important for existing property values and homeowners who are already living in these units to have some code in place, some enforceable code in place, rather than do an experiment in their community of which they are part owners. So even though I do believe it's unfortunate that we couldn't allow the project to move forward, because I do think it's a neat project and I have high hopes for this type of project, it just didn't seem appropriate to go ahead and give it the green light without anything in the code. So I still, unfortunately, stand on that.
And that argument has persuaded me in reflection upon my wanting to approve last time, being kind of a 50-50 and then looking to the comp plan sort of for the poetry, and it's in, you know, housing and economic development to affirmatively look for creative housing, especially in the downtown area. But with the parking, that's always a related issue, and the lack of ordinance language for this. Commissioner Henry is, you know, referring to having an experiment done due to the nature of the co-ownership. To me, pushes me over the side to support denial.
Thank you, Commissioner. I might follow up that a temporary use I don't think would be useful in this case in any way, because while it's subjective language, there is a requirement that any temporary use require minimal capital investment. And that's in the development code language. And I don't think building out an empty unit into a residence and commercial space would be any kind of minimal capital investment. But obviously that would be evaluated if it came to us 6 months from now, if this was turned down now. Do any other commissioners? Commissioner Price?
Yes, may I ask Planner Fryer where development of such a code might fall in priority? When do you think we could start tackling this? I don't really know what else is before us anymore.
So that's a very good question as well. So we have the three amendments that are coming before you again in three weeks, the 24th, 25th of August. We have the other two amendments that you folks had a work session around. We have geologic hazards that are coming forward. And then we also have some mandated changes to our floodplain ordinance that will start with the Department of Land Conservation and Development beginning in September. So we have a full plate for probably at least through the end of the year and into the spring of next year.
One thing that's occurring to me is the Astor Point housing project. And I also suffered from a lack of a similar type of language for housing of a different type. So these two seem really closely related. Do we see other things like that that would make this issue rise to the top, housing specific language? Or not necessarily, only if we jump up and down.
My direction is that this is not rising to the top of the list. So I have my marching orders, and we have a pretty hefty workload right now, and so it is not one of the priorities. And I see Director Leatherman is on, so perhaps she could speak to this a little bit more.
Yeah, Barbara's exactly right. It's the city council goals that we have been working through, and we actually recently brought that up again last night with the city council, and they are wanting us to continue to work forward towards the goals that we have already in place, whether my mayor and existing city council. So besides the ordinances, I think, as you know, we also have additional land development that's occurring, housing issues as well that we're going to be working towards as well. So we definitely have a full plate, and we're one good news. We are going to be putting out for a new building official this week, so that might help a little bit with some of the workload. But again, that also will require training, and you know, I'm still in training. I've only been here 2 months, so and Barbara's only been here a year. So, anyways, we're very.
Thank you. I appreciate that full load for sure. Okay. But if opportunities come up, we'll keep our eyes open for anything that might be an easy thing along the way.
Great. Any more commissioners have thoughts to add? If not, would someone like to make a motion?
I would move that the Astoria Planning Commission adopt the revised findings and conclusions contained in the staff report for amendment to existing permit request AEP 20-04 for conditional use CU 11-06 and CU 14-15 by Ted Forkham of Nomadic Properties LLC and deny the request.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzpatrick and seconded by Commissioner Price. Planner Fryer, would you be willing to do a roll call vote for us?
Yes. Vice President Fitzpatrick.
Aye.
Commissioner Henry.
Aye.
Commissioner Womack.
Nay.
Commissioner Corcoran.
Aye.
Commissioner Price.
Aye.
Commissioner Croning.
Nay.
And President Moore.
Aye. Thank you. The motion to deny has passed by majority. This takes us into our next. Oops. Hang on. The Astoria Planning Commission's ruling may be appealed by any person with standing to the City Council within 15 days of the mailing of the Astoria Planning Commission order. Appeals shall be in writing and shall be filed with the Community Development Director. If an appeal is not filed with the City within the 15-day period, the decision of the Astoria Planning Commission shall be final. That concludes our hearings for tonight. We now move into report of officers. Do any commissioners have anything to report?
I do. So I was unable to reschedule my camping trip, which is scheduled for the fourth Tuesday of the month, where we will be having our next meeting. So I will attempt to call in. I'm only going to be up at Cape Disappointment, so hopefully I'll have good enough cell phone reception to call in for that meeting. So fingers crossed. I just may not have video. I probably won't have video. So I will plan to participate. Is this a good time to ask questions, or are we doing that later?
Go for it.
Okay, I have a question for staff. I'm wondering if we could get an update on the, whether it's a landslides or geological ordinance. I recall getting an email about that quite some time ago, but since I've been on leave, there may have been some in-person conversations that I haven't heard and I've been behind.
So the status of the geologic hazards ordinance is that we have had an online open house. You may recall, or you may not recall because you may not have been on the commission, but it has been worked on for a couple of years now, more like 3 or 4 years. And we're at the point now where we've had the online open house. We've met with the city council, and we are at the point where we've asked some professionals to look at the draft code, and we will be bringing it back to you folks probably next month in a work session. Unless we get all the cases that we expect to get, and then it will probably be your September meeting. So September, October, somewhere in there, depending on workload. We don't want to have too many projects on all at once, or we may want to request if you folks are available to have two meetings in October. So just keep that in the back of your mind if we have too many cases. The ordinance would come before you in a work session. We would go back to City Council in a work session to report what you folks have said, what the experts have said. We are also requesting the Department of Land Conservation and Development, who developed with DOGAMI, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. The two of those agencies worked on a model process and code for agencies to use to adopt for geologic hazards, and so we've pulled from that, and we would like them to review it again before we, in many steps along the way, to make sure that we're in sync with what they're thinking.
Well, thank you.
Any additional commissioners wish to make a report? Staff status updates, any other updates beyond the ones you've provided? Thank you. It's the moment where we are open to public comments for non-agenda items. If any members of the public would wish to make a comment, please raise your hand or hit *9 or click the raise your hand button. I see no hands raised. This concludes the Astoria Planning Commission meeting. We'll adjourn at 6:53 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.